In the Gospel today, our blessed Savior tells us the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, to leaven hid in three measures of meal. So that, St. Paul said, we need not to speak anything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The kingdom of heaven, our little bit of heaven, our church and congregation of St. Gertrude the Great, and yes, despite all of hell's efforts, it has been, and it always will be, a little bit of heaven for the faithful. Our mustard seed was planted, our yeast kneaded into the dough, 30 years ago tomorrow. It was a gray November Saturday, somewhat as this day dawned, chilly, that 15th and feast of Albert the Great, in the year 1980, 10 years after the Novus Ordo had been imposed, and a lucky 13 years after the perpetual sacrifice had been abolished from our shores by the invalid English Mass. It was then, and on that day, that we went, as they say in the trade, under roof. And although we've had our share of leaks, the roof has never fallen in. Since that Saturday's solemn Mass, a generation ago, Jesus has hidden himself like yeast in the sacrament of his love, and has lived here, our leaven in the loaf, the Sacred Heart found, as St. Gertrude was told by our Lord, in the heart of St. Gertrude, which is the tabernacle. This mustard seed's growth matches the story of the Gospel. Something sudden, strong, surprisingly so, for both foe and friend, ever since those first years, and a real growth spurt, we have waxed and waned and worked our way through and out of two different priestly St. Pius societies for the sake of faith, leaving the first one, and for the sake of charity, the second. So we have known crisis and cross and felt at times their crushing weight and the bitter divisions they entail, even as sometimes we have seen the triumph of crowded churches and content Catholics over the years. 30 years we have been under roof. And we're still building. I suppose that a good church is always building. And so this past week at the school mass, we had the happy sound of hammering once again. This mustard seed sprouted up suddenly in the midst of the winter-wasted garden of Vatican II. And it grew in just a few years to a great tree, so that, as the Savior says, all the birds could settle in its branches, with the understanding, of course, that birds are flighty by nature. God gave them wings. They are given to fright, and they are made to take wing easily and to migrate regularly to easier climates. Such is their nature. Birds hatched in our little nest, perched on some tall mustard branch, have flown off to found all of the other churches which make up the Latin Mass world here in River City. One little mustard seed is still sprouting. One bit of yeast is still rising and giving growth and sweetness to the daily bread of so many. And for all of this, thanks be to God and to St. Gertrude the Great and to the Mother of God. And for all of you, no less than for St. Paul's Thessalonians of old, thanks be to God. You see, you're the birds of the story. You're smart birds. You're clever enough to come in from the storm to seek shelter in the branches of the mustard plant. Deo gratias for the extraordinary zeal with which you have received and you live the gospel. And it is nothing else than that. Oh, you know that faith is not mere feeling. And that, as St. Paul instructs today, the work of your faith is the labor of love. And it is a work, whether to practice your faith privately, that uncompromising, unapologetic Catholic faith revealed by God, or, more difficult, to manifest it publicly and proudly by your fish on Friday and your Mass on Sunday and the money which goes into the basket each week and the modesty with which you dress yourself each day and the charity of your speech all day long and all the rest. Although these things may hurt at times, as it does to, if you've tried it now, to push back the plate after supper and to pray the rosary together when dishes and internet and TV beckon instead. Or that unwearied love which makes you take an enemy and make him a friend by prayer and forgiveness. Never to backbite and get somebody back, but no, rather to bring them back, and perhaps even with pride intact. You rise above it all, for you've got Jesus, the yeast in your loaf, your living faith, St. Paul says, in such an example, so that we need not to speak a word. And of course, it is not, I don't kid myself, the preaching of priests. It is the leaven of the laity. It is your example which causes the loaf to rise, which feeds hungry souls and brings them in out of the storm still today. Your growth is strong, little mustard seed, and you are meant to be more than a mild condiment for life's hot dogs, waiting in some refrigerator for your moment. 30 years since all of this has come to pass under our roof. And although we are not worthy, tens of thousands of times at that rail, how many hundreds and hundreds of souls has he, the little white seed in the Blessed Sacrament, planted himself in hearts as the priest laid him on a tongue and fed all of them with Jesus' hostia, who himself gave the increase unto life eternal. Time, surely it is past time for us to stop, to survey the field with wonder that still it should yield such a harvest, and then to give thanks, it's Thanksgiving time, and to be sorry for those other times we have not managed to rise with Christ, and to ask during these coming 40 hours of prayer, to ask for all things believing, as the choir will sing at communion time, believing we shall receive, and it shall be done unto us. Surely he will receive next weekend our homage, beginning Friday night. Surely you could make that opening Mass. You could, suspend the rules of your regular Friday evening activities. You could open the fridge and get the mustard out a little bit early, and you could spread it generously. Be generous as he is. Or perhaps you could sneak in during the night to thank him for being here with us all days. Or maybe this, whenever you could manage to come, simply that, and sink into a pew and surrender yourself these coming days of grace to the God who not only dwells with us in the tabernacle, but works in and for us under our roof, as dough yields itself to the permeating power of the leaven. And together with Christ, you would rise. For 30 years, the promise of today's gospel, improbable though it be, considering the cast of characters and all the rest, but for 30 years, the truth of it has played out here under our roof. Seed planted sprouts. Bread kneaded rises. I give the last word today to St. Paul, so that we need not to speak anything. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.